Talmud Esra.
We're reading Taz, part 16th, question 19. What is the land of Israel? Land of Israel is the Yetzirah within this world, because this world is divided into Briah, Yetzirah, Asiya, that the place of the temple is Prinat Briah de Olam Hazeh, and Eretz Yisrael is Yetzirah de Olam Hazeh, and Chutz La'aretz is Asiya de Olam Hazeh. Again, what is Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is Yetzirah of this world, because this world is divided into Briah, Yetzirah, Asiya. We know that all of the worlds there as we have the creation of the kelim from the side of the light. It's the light, and it made a kli in four steps. That only the last step is the desire for the light, which comes from the kli and is felt by the kli. That the kli, the desire, wants to receive pleasure from the light, from the force within it, from all that it has within it, and therefore only the last part, the last step of this development, it is called by us kli. And therefore, there could not be a great or small desire in each place there is, if it does not include in it four steps: root, and the steps of development, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, and Dalet. And there is no more than the Prinat Dalet that afterwards develops, and it itself includes within it all the prior four studies of how could there be the fourth Prinat if there weren't the Prinat before it. We have only the fourth Prinat that was created, that within it there is Gimel, Bet, Aleph, and Shoresh. That is what is within it, no more than this. And this structure of the kli, which includes the kli, which includes in it also the prior, what does it mean? Avaya, kotzo shel yud is prinat shoresh. Yud is the first kli, which comes from above, that it all comes by the light. The response that the kli it desires to be alike the creator, it is hey. Afterwards, the itpashtut of this, the how it turns out, this tguva, but it is the realization as it comes from above, the desire, the natural, true desire to this light, it is the last hey, yud kei vav kei. And in general, this state of the kli, in this way, it is called the world of En Sof. And afterwards, this kli, it passes through a development, an order, because the kli, the desire that is born and feels itself as new, as substantial, it feels itself towards the light, towards the root, meaning that the malchut, this hay, this last hey, it is the malchut. And this malchut, it feels itself as contrary to the attribute of shoresh, and from within this, it makes the tzimtzum. And after the tzimtzum, it wants to be alike the prinat shoresh, to be alike the shoresh, which means to come to Dvikut, as because the quality of form in Ruchaniyut, in spirituality, is called Dvikut, and then it makes an action which is called Masach. And then he divides, it divides itself, all its desires, which are in the last tribute, into parts by the Masach. Kotso shel Yud, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. And this is this division, it becomes naturally by this development that the Kli goes through. It is called the world of Adam Kadmon. And afterwards, the same division, only in steps, in layers, lower and lower within the Kli, it is called the words of the worlds of Atzilut, Bria Yetzira Asiya, and also this world. That this is the same avaya that in all of the places it is the same avaya, only another aviyut, another material in each world. But especially that the material changes from the spiritual worlds, that there all the material is in order to lashpia. And in our world, that the desire it becomes into desire to lashpia. The masach, it disappears, and all our material is in order to receive, the desire to receive. And then he says, what are the definitions of Eretz Yisrael in this world? So he says that Eretz Yisrael is the Prinat Yitzira, which is in this world. What does it mean? Olam is Olam, Yitzira is Yitzira. So what does it mean, Yitzira in this world? This world is included of all the worlds. It doesn't mean how we call it. It is eventually avaya, yud kei vav kei. Therefore, if we take this world and we shall divide it into keter chuma bina zerampin malchut, the aspect of vis-a-vis to this, to zerampin, we have Eretz Yisrael. It is divided into Bia, this world. The place of the temple is the place of Bria in this world. And the land of Israel, and the land of Israel, is the aspect of Yetzira in this world. And Malchut is abroad, Chul. This is the way he divides this. And the truth is, if we take not only this world, each step and step there, and we can call the ingredients by these names. When he talks, this way, Baal Sulam, then of course he does not intend by it the material within this world, our material. But this world, the meaning is the material which is in this world, that it's material, that there is no intention in order to lashpia, but intention in order to receive. And it also divides, but how can it divide into Eretz Yisrael, the temple? What temple? The temple is the quality of Ashpa, but what Ashpa do you have in the desire to receive without a Masach? So he says there are the upper world and this world. In the upper world, it's the intention in order to Lashpia. In this world, it is in order to receive. But there is the root and the branch from each and every one. Therefore, in the spiritual world where you have what is called the land of Israel, Eretz Israel, vis-a-vis to this, you have Eretz Israel here by us, abroad by us, the temple here, this, it means that they're vis-a-vis to each other. By this way, we call the things, when we take the worlds of Bia, there we show these things otherwise, that at the Chazed Yetzira, this is the place that Eretz Israel, beyond this is the temple, afterwards Surya, Bavel, the other side of the Jordan, Syria, Babylon, and so on. At the 39th point, if anyone wants to see, then please. We're passing on to the 20th question. What is Adam Rishon has became smaller to 100 Amma? Before the sin, the Adam Rishon was in Gimel Olamot Bia that have become Yeshsot and Zonda Atzilut. And after the Chet, there was a fault in the Olamot and they came down beneath the Pals Adat Atzilut. And all of the parts of the soul of Adam Rishon have fell off of him, and there were left only 10 ktarim from the 10 faces of, it's Abba Enima and Zonde Tzira, and Abba Enima and Zonde Asiya, and they're called 100 Amma. It's a sort of a measurement. Why? Zonde Bria 1 and 2, Abba and Ima, 3 and 4, and Zon 5 and 6 of the Yetzirah, Abba and Ima 7 and 8, and Zon 9 and 10, the Asiya. In general, 10. Altogether 10. It is called that it has become smaller into 10 Amma, 10 parts. Again, what is that Adam Rishon has become smaller into 100 Amma? Before the sin, Adam Rishon, he was in all the three in all worlds of Bia that became Yeshut and Zonda Atzilut. When he was born, when Adam Rishon was born, then the Zonda Atzilut have risen to the step of Abba and Ima, because Zonda Atzilut is the Paltzuf de Abba and Ima of the Adam Rishon, and in order to give birth they must come up to this. And the worlds of Bia, they stood from Pede Abba and Ima and below, meaning that the world of Bria instead of Yersut, and the world of Yetzirah instead of Zon, and the world of Asiya, the Anpin, and the world of Asiya instead of Malchut. And this is the step which is before the Chet of Adam Rishon, where he was born. It is a great step. It is all in Atzilut, in corrected vessels. Only the lack of the using of the Leva Even, that you cannot use it. He did not lack anything to correct. He lacked only the measure of understanding of the Leva Even. Meaning between him and Leva Even. What connection is there? What is the step that from it he was created? Meaning that what he has received all of this from the step of Abba and Ima. They have given birth to him. They have brought him to the high place, all that he has from them, like the person which has grown and is not him. It is all from those who give him birth, all those who are his. Well, there's nothing to talk about him. Therefore, now they need to reveal, first of all, something that belongs to him. What does belong to him? He has within him something that is called the Lev Even, but you don't work with this, you don't reveal it. Therefore, comes the Shvira, when a person wants to work with the Lev Even, he wants to work with his desire, like he was born, like he was brought up. Now they tell him, approach your desire, see what it is. He thinks that he could be like in the letter that he made a sword and a shield, and he said, look, with my own sword and shield I can stand. Then it is revealed to him that he can't do anything. And this he needs to know, that he is not capable of anything by his nature. Because by not being capable, and he will find out how much he can or can't, and is connected to the higher force or the opposite of it, he came to distinctions that afterwards he will be able to cope with his Yesod, with his Lev Even, that it shall become to be the material of Ashpa. But now, amongst me, he is standing all by himself. It is not his, an angel, and he desires to open his nature, the Lev Even, to show that this is the way he is, like the Creator created him, not an angel. He also can work by himself in this way. Till it's revealed to him that he can't. Till are revealed to him gradually, during time, the Itarbevut, or the mingling of the Kelim, they're revealed within the person. All of these points, these contrary points between him and the Creator, and he begins to clarify them, and again to come back to be, to desire to come back and be the same as the Adam Rishon, only in the vessels of Ashpa, not my vessels, but I wish to be within them. This he decides from within his nature, from within his Lev Even, that he understands that now what he is going to do is to bring himself up like the Creator has made him. But now he wants to save himself. It's his own desire. Like we say that the Malchut Ein Sof, what is the distinction between it and Prina Aleph? That it desires for itself. It feels for itself these aspects. Like Adam HaRishon, instead of being a Malach, no desire or thought was his. Now all of these thoughts are his, from the coping of the Lev Even with the Tet Rishonot, they come. And of course, it comes down to 100 Amma, that he has besides these points nothing. But these points, they must be within him. He is now checking his nature, and as if he begins to build upon these points, what is left to him, 100 Amma, 100 souls, what is called, he begins to hang upon them his own aspects. Till he builds truly a parzuf that is corrected. Of course he uses the forces of nature, but he asks Then he builds his Parzuf, as it was before in Galgalta Einayim, and with the Tziruf in Galgalta Einayim, Chabad Aliyah, which is a very great addition. There also towards Gemara Tikkun, and there is prepared correction on the Leva Even. Again, what is Adam HaRishon decreases to 100 Amah. Before the Chet, the sin, he used to be in all Gimel Olamot Biyah, three worlds of Biyah. And after the sin, there was a fault in the worlds, and they came down beneath Parsa De'atzilut, and all the parts of the soul of Adam HaRishon have fallen away from him, and there were left only 100 Keterim and 100 Pertzufei Biyah. Abba and Ima de Briah he no longer attains, and Abba and Ima de Zon de Yetzira, and Abba and Ima de Zon de Asiya, which are called 100 Amma. Question 21. What is Adam HaRishon before the sin? Before the sin, he had Naran De'atzilut, meaning he used to stand within the Atzilut in all of his three parts, Rosh Toch Sof, that he used to receive by them lights from Briah, which are they're used to dress upon it from his head, Yetzirah, which used to dress upon his guf, garon and toch, and asiya, his legs, raglaim. Meaning he used to receive from orot nefesh ruach neshama, from the world of Atzilut, because this was in the world of Atzilut, through the worlds of Bia. He had naran from Atzilut, because that the Siya and Yitzhah were in Atzilut, and also from these worlds themselves that were Naran. Yes? Before the sin, he had Naran de Atzilut, that he used to catch Gimel Olamot Bia, that have become there Naran de Atzilut. And after the sin, they have decreased into two. That before the Parsa De'atzilut there could not be but the light of Tolada, the light of Chassadim, which is distinguished from the Chassadim, and were left only 100 Nefeshot. That also the Parzufei Biyah, which have given light, they now give light, all of them, at the step of Nefesh. This means that besides that the worlds have came down to their steady place, they're also decreased to the Parzuf of Adam HaRishon, that they are now not a Parzuf, with a part. How can they receive light? If none of them have the intention in order to lashpia, how can they receive light? They have only a small light in order to give them life. That is called nefashot. As it is said, that were left by him only 100 souls. 100 ktarim or 100 souls. In chaf, it means 100 souls. It means the same, because in the Ketarim of Zon de Briah, Abba and Ima and Zon de Yetzirah, Abba and Ima and Zon de Yetzirah, he receives only the light of Nefesh de Nefesh. Because you do not have a Masach. And the light, there is only light in order to give life to these kelim, to give them some kind of a beginful awakening, so they could exist and stay by the correction alone. This is called nefeshot. There could not be any movement from his by himself. Next, 22. What is Elokim Acharim between those who are in Dvekut? Also, before the sin of Adam HaRishon, the world of Asiya was... Well, they were Ach Ba'ach, they served the Kotel de Chagat, that this Kotel, it precedes to them the light of Chasadim, and the their back part is the Achoraim de Boita, because it needs the Man of the Malchut, meaning that the clarifications of the Leva Even, which are revealed only at the end of correction. At the secret of it was the Rosh Debina, and this is the Prinat Zon, and by this upon the Klipot there is a great coming upon, meaning that it is the meaning of Achoraim Boita, that are all of the root to all of this, which is called another Elohim, meaning Elohim which are in Dvekut, and these Achoraim which there is no Berur for them. Elohim, it is Bina, Ashpa. Another Elohim, it is not Bina. Bina wants chasadim. Only within this it is an ishtakakut. This is the opposite. They want gar de chokhma, meaning acharim is usually the achoraim, the back part. In Bina there is or chokhma, and it prefers upon it the light of chasadim. Upon the chokhmah, it reveals the chasadim. It refers ashpa upon Kabbalah. To give upon, to receive, bina is a force, that it is as if there is no restriction. You want to receive in order to receive, you'll receive. They come to a state where they wish to receive, please receive. In order to receive, please, in order to receive. But it's impossible. It's possible. You can't fill yourself. The light will leave. Don't worry, it won't leave. Bina is such a wholeness that there do not work any restrictions, like it comes from above. Listen, this is very interesting, this quality. That the Creator, He says, to steal, it is a mitzvah. Do it. And Bina says, no, I don't want this. Why don't you want this? Only to be like you. Everything is permitted. Take, receive, in order to receive, with the intention in order to receive, all of infinity and so forth. The light will stay. It is not called... nothing. He doesn't want anything, only because it's not in adhesion to you. To understand this freedom there is in Bina from the side of the desire to receive, and then by this it wants to be alike the Mashpia, the giver. And then another Elohim, it means that they don't repulse the guard that is in Chokhmah, and they prefer Ashpa, but they want this Gal de Chokhmah. There is Panim and Achoraim, Elohim and Acherim, Achoraim, the back side of it. And then the question is, what is about Elohim Acherim between those who are in adhesion? Vis-a-vis to them at the same places. So he says, also before the sin of Adam HaRishon, the world of Asiya was Ach Ba'ach. What does it mean? that they used to use the Kotel de Chakat. Half is in the usage of Zerantin, and then half in the usage of Nukva. That this Kotel is the common Masach, which draws to them all Chasadim from Ima. And this is what Zerantin the Nukva has brought from it. Meaning that of course there are not finished Kelim corrected, but there comes light from the upper one, the light of Chasadim, and it brings it to comfort and joins them with each other, cleaves them. And the Kotel Dinei, there is hidden the boita, meaning that the kelim de Kabbalah, the Nei de Zerantin, and the tetach tonot de Nukva, by the tet chasadim de Ima, they can't receive anything. They don't want to run behind the Kabbalah. Why? Because Ima is giving the correction of chasadim because it needs the malchut, meaning to the clarifications of Leva Evan, which are not revealed only at the end of correction. So, the Leva Evan, in order to conceal it, not to reveal the parting and all the problems, Ima covers it with Chasadim. At the secret of Evan Masu Abonim, that whoever wants to be now a builder, Malchut, as alike with Ketel, then he these desires that you cannot correct, he does not want them anymore, and he builds what he has in Gelgalta 9, and what he has repulsed, it will be the Rosh Pina, it shall rise, and this will be the basis, the Yesod of Gemara Tikkun. And this way, it is in Yetzirah and Asiyah, which are the attribute of Zon. And so there is a great achiza of the klipot upon Nehi de Nukva of these in each world and each place, meaning in Asiya, which is the secret of Achoraim Boita, which means, and between the cleaving is the Leva Evan, which is the root to all of the klipot and is called Elokim Acharim, meaning the Elokim, which is in cleaving or adhesion to this. Those places where the Kedusha comes to an end, meaning that you can no longer correct the desires which were chosen for the correction as the Achab de Aliyah, which are joined with them to the Galgal Da'inayim. Then, to them are cleave the Leva Evan, Elokim Acherim, that they wish the Gar de Chochmah, they cannot receive the correction of Chafetz Chesed and to desire Chasadim. Meaning that the mother which gives the correction to the Gemara Tikkun, it cannot give the correction of the Chafetz Chesed, the light of the Binah, the light which brings you back to the good, the light of Ashpa'ah, that will correct the Leva Evan. And then they are without a correction beneath all of the attributes that could join into the Tikkun, which are called Elokim. That they join, they're called Ashpa'ah Binah. We have the desires of Leva Evan. This is Elokim Acherim. Acherim from the word Achoraim, the opposite, the discorrected, the uncorrected, which are in adhesion to the Kedusha. There is here the Achab of Aliyah. There is here the Galgalta Enayim. There is the Kelim of the Nivra. And here is the force of Bina, that is in Ashpa, then it can bring Ashpa till here in its light. The creature which receives the force of the Bina and corrects himself, he is called Elohim. All of his kelim which can be corrected, because by this they come to the Tchunata Bina. Bina is called Elohim, but not Bina itself is called Elohim. The Bina which has received the Malchut and is divided by Tzimtzum Bet into Yud, Mem, and Ele, this is called Elohim. This is how it is divided. Yud Mem is Galgalta Einayim, and Ele is Achap. Yes. How is it that in the same state the creature has also the correction of Chafetz Chesed that should be total Dvekot, that he has the correction of Chafetz Chesed and he is also, he has something which is called Elohim Achirim? How is it that it exists in the same state together, even though it's different Kelim? Can I cut off something from my body, some part? If I have something broken or scars, how could I? The Creator has created the desire to receive. This desire to receive is now going through corrections. Now that it's going through corrections, it has more and less corrected parts, more and less with faults. What else could you do? Only to say in which state are each of the parts, but it's one desire. We are saying that he comes to a state that he is all in the, afterwards he comes under the control, the ruling of himself. When he is under the ruling of himself, he wants to become more like the Creator or less and so forth. This is the way we distinguish in him different aspects. But we have nothing beside it, only look within it. So how can you ask, how could it be at one time corrected vessels and uncorrected vessels? Because it is all done by the Ashpata or upon the desire. How could it be in one desire things like this? In one goof. I'll tell you only one thing. You do not feel that it is in one desire. As we feel that we are, as we don't feel that we are one body, we are all one body. It is not felt. It is felt as something foreign. It is under another ruling of nature, the ruling of the Ashpa, of the receiver, the nature of receiving. You're right, it's the same desire to receive, but to his opinion, it's not to his consciousness, it is so. And from the side of the Creator, it is all whole. And the creature, at the measure that he does not see the parts, under the same force of Ashpa, he does not distinguish them into two. He does not part them into two. If I see my desires more metukanim and less metukanim, in order to lashpia, it is called that I am in spirituality with them, and I attribute them to the Creator, to Ashpa, to him, and this is mine. And by him, that there are desires that within them I am in order to receive only with them. I must make a tzimtzum upon them. And for me, it is as if two worlds, and I at once, of course, cannot be. But not towards my recognition, they are in me. we're saying, a person, I have corrected myself. For me here, it's Kdusha, Galgalta, Enai, Mahabda Aliyah. I came to some Partsuf, some measure. So it means that I don't hear here a addition here. Another addition here is Achab that I have not yet clarified. Without a Berur and the Leva Even, it is all mine. It is revealed to me at the next step. Afterwards, in other moments, it will shall be revealed to me that it's not my personal soul. But it shall reveal to me everything that there is as if it doesn't have to do anything with me, as if it is now, it has nothing to do with me. These are other souls. Where are they? It is also my goof, my body. But even my soul, I feel parts that are not part of me, and other souls also, of course. So each thing that does not come from with what I am above the Mahsom, it is hidden from me. It shall be revealed due to how much you can attribute it to the clarified states above the Mahsom. And if not, if you're talking from the side of the Creator, then all of the Adam Rishon, then each one of us is the Adam Rishon. Each one. This is the Adam Rishon. And this is the way that each one must say, for me was the world created, I am standing in front of the higher spirit. Then he will have to correct in the future the clarifications of this Achab and his Leva Even and the Leva Even of the other souls. He'll have to freeze this till the end of the correction. He'll have his personal Gemara Tikkun, he'll have the general Gemara Tikkun, and this is all revealed gradually, but it all has to do with the goof. And this is the way a person should see all of the creature, that the creature from the side of himself is I. If there is such a correction of Chafetz Chesed with such a kelim, you can cleave to the higher one, and with such kelim you can. But this is not clear. What is the state that is between the cleaving? Then how is it Chafetz Chesed? How could there be others between those who are cleaving? There is no desire which is not included from all desires, that at the end of it is also the Leviathan. There is the Leviathan within it. So if you take each distinction, like we take the main Esel Sfirot and the personal more, this is the way you must say that there is the Leviathan in each and every one. Otherwise, the step, it does not end. That you must say that you do not agree with this Leviathan, and then you continue the next Sfira. And you do not agree with it, and then you continue the next Pertsuf. You must decide about a small or a big structure. You must decide on all of the attributes of the Leviathan, and there he is clean in addition. He wants to take from himself at that point. And this is a must. How do we learn about the klipot? You have inner soul, vessels, afterwards noga and the klipot. And this is one structure. You can't cut it off from one another. These are the spirit of the same structure. And besides this, that we're also talking about the work of the person. How shall he work if he will not have? This is the desires that by them he is cleaved more and more to the Kedusha. How could it be that this shall rise from him? But it is revealed as much as he can suffer this. Please, more. We are at the page of Bet Mem Daled. Question Chav Gimel. What are the Alpay Mama at the Tchum of Shabbat? The main place of the Olamot is as the Prina Shnia that was at the Erev Shabbat before the sin. That then Zeranpin was at the place of Arichanpin, and Nukva at the place of Abba and Ima, and the world of Briah at the world of Yesut, and the world of Yetzirah at the place of Zeranpin, and Dal Rishonot de Olam Asiya at the place of Nukva de Zeranpin, Ach Be'ach, with the Yetzirah. And the Shesh Tachtonot of Asiya were at the Shesh Rishonot of Briah. And there were left 24 Sfirot, which are Dalet Tachtonot of Briah, and Yud Sfirot de Yetzirah. And the Yud Sfirot de Asiya are empty, are space of all light. Only that the first 10 Sfirot, which are the Dalet Tachtonot de Briah and Shes, the first 6 of Briah, were in the place of Shabbat, which are Yudalet Dama, and Yudalet Dama after them, meaning from the Chazeh of Yetzirah and below, were outside of the Tchum Shabbat. They were the place for the Klipot. And the Shesh Tachtonot de Asiya that have not risen to Atzilut, that they have been left at Shesh Rishonot de Olam Briya, at the secret of Ivura Shel Ir, because they were like the Isha Ubara, that the Ubar, it comes out of her body. That this is the secret of Olam Atzilut, that there were all the worlds, and the Parsa, which is beneath the world of Atzilut, is the end of Atzilut. Because at the end of Tzimtzum Bet, there has risen the Malchut HaMesayamet to the place, from the place of this world to the place of Tanhideak, which are Bet Shlishim, Tiferet, Denehim, have become the place of Chalal Panul and Reikan till this world. That Bet Shlishim Tachtonim of Tiferet, which were Zad de Bina de Gufa, that Bet Shlishim Tachtonim of Tiferet, which are the Zad de Bina de Gufa, have become place to the world of Briah and Nehi to Yetzirah, and the Malchut to Asiya. And therefore it has became after the worlds of Bia and its rising to Atzilut, the Pchina of Atzilut and Chalal Panui as before the Itpashtut of Gimel Olamot Bia. Besides the 6 Rishonot of Bria that have not become the Chalal Reken Panui, that were left there, the Shesh Tachtonot de Kedusha. And this is because that the world of Bria has become the Zad de Bina de Guf. And even though that it has come beneath the Parsa, it wasn't because of itself, but because it is the Prinat Shoresh de Zon, which is the secret of Abba, and it has given out, because there is no Tzimtzum in Bina at all. It was all the light of Chasadim. And there is no Tzimtzum upon the light of Chasadim as it is known. And therefore, the Zad de Bina has become the belly for the Ibur of Zon. And therefore, what the Rav has written, that these first 6 of Bina are like the woman and her because the Zad de Bina is not attributed as Zon. It is counted as the Tzimtzum Gamur. And the Tzimtzum does not rule there at all, and the Bchinat of Ubar, the fetus, and the Nehi of Imo. And it is attributed, so this, as the same as when the woman takes out of her womb the fetus. And it is before, it is like, it is attributed as her goof, even though it is outside of her goof. And it is like the belly that is from Atzilut unto the Chutz. And it is the, it means Ibura De'ir, which it means Ein Ama, and the Sharai, which are given upon the ear on Ibura De'ir, and you do not measure till Tchum Shabbat, but till the Ein Ama and Sharai. To here, from here began the Ayin Amah and Shabbat till the Shesh Rishonot Debriya, which are Dalet Tachtonot Debriya, and Vav Rishonot Deyetzira, that they are the Yud Sfirot, because the Shesh Rishonot Debriya are attributed as Bchinat HaAtzilut, even though they are outside of it, beside it. Meaning, we have beneath the Parsa, the place of Bia, which is distinguished into the first Shesh Sfirot de Bria till the Chazeh de Bria. It is Ibur de Ir, it is the Beten, these are the Kelim de Atzilut. It is the Kelim de Bria, like the Beten for the Isha, although it is outside of her. And this is the Shirut HaChitzon for someone, the external service for someone. But anyhow, this is within her. These are her kelim. This is something very interesting. All of the giving birth, all of the Ashpa, this is very interesting. The connection between Elyon and Tachton, this is this thing which is called Ibur. So these kelim, Olam HaBriya, this is but it's first Shisha Rishonot is the Kelim de Bina. The lights do no longer exist. The Elyon, it comes out to the Tachton in order to be in connection with the Tachton, the lower one. And therefore these Kelim, as if they did not come out of the Atzilut, as if it's not the belly, as if it's outside, but it's still the woman, this bump she has where the fetus is in. Although the lights of Atzilut do not come there, there is or the Toladah, Hasadim, but wholeness. And you measure the Tchum Shabbat, if you make so anyhow, you can also exit to there. These kelim, what is special by them? They all exist till the chazeh of Bia. That Bia itself, it is divided into above and beneath the chazeh, galgalta enayim and achab, and the kelim galgalta enayim in Bia, you can make their corrections. And so there, the higher light will come. What does it mean? The corrections are more that you can exist there as if in Atzilut. Those who cannot rise to Atzilut, those who must, we shall see this later, what does it mean that they must come down from Atzilut to Bia at the time of the rising of the Olamot, like in our world, what is Shabbat, that there are such places, Bia is a place that you can correct them and join them to the Reshut HaYachid, which is called Atzilut. Atzilut is Reshut HaYachid, the Creator. He is ruling. There is no one but Him. Who is ever in addition with this, it is called that he is in the world of Atzilut. So even if a person has not corrected himself to be devuk to Atzilut, there are other corrections. There are as if in this. What does it mean? That he makes smaller part of these desires come from above another light. It rises and falls. Things that you can attribute to this, to Enod Milvado. This is called, this is in Shabbat in Atzilut. So till the Chazeh de Yetzirah, there could be here the knowledge of Enod Milvado and all of these desires of the person, and it is called that he has joined by the corrections, special corrections, it is called the corrections of Tchumim Ibur Shalir and Tchum Shabbat. That Ibur Shalir, even without the corrections, what has to do with Ir, you can come out of Atzilut to this place, and Alpay Mama, you already have to correct it. You must make corrections before Shabbat in this place and then use it. It is the Iruv of Tchumim, Iruv Chatzarot. There are special corrections within it. That comes out of Atzilut, receives from outside of the Atzilut, and has a lot of desires do you join to Echad, Yechid, and Miuchad. These are all corrections to come together with the Creator. This is where we check it. This is all the 6 days and the Shabbat. And afterwards, there's the Madura Klipot, that here, it is the opposite. Everything you do here as a correction, either he rises with it to Atzilut, either he is in the worlds of Bia, but this he can do as long as he has determined correctly what is his Mador Klipot, what is Levaev, and what are the desires, what are the places in which he is not using. Must, as we have spoken before, that in each Sfira and Sfira there are all of the desire. Those have to do with Atzilut, with Bia, with Mador Klipot, and he must, upon each and every one of them, to give and to say, to exactly say each and everything, what is it. Therefore, all of this picture, it exists where the person wants to cling to the Creator. This is called Shabbat, when he is in tishon with the Creator. After this, he puts in order all of these places. It means the preparation to the Shabbat. And then, we'll talk about this, and meanwhile we'll end this lesson. We shall continue tomorrow.